te Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirae Nashta Praeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So reading from 10th Canto, Chapter 87, Text Number 18. Udarang Upasate Yarishi Vartmasu Kurpadrisha. Pari Sara Padating Vidayam Arunayodaharam. Tata Udagad Ananta Tavadama Sira Paramam. Unarhi hayat samitya na patanti kritanta muke. Udaram upasate yarishi vartma sukur padrisha. Parisara padating vidaya maruna yodaharam. Tata udagad ananta tava dhamma shira paramam. Unariha yat sametya na patanti kritanta muke. Pasate yarishi vartma sukur padrisha. Ladies. Word for word, udaram, the abdomen, upasate, worship, ye, who, rishi, of sages, vartmasu, according to the standard methods, kurpa, gross, drisha, their vision, parisara, from which all the pranic, from which all the pranic channels emanate. Padatim, the node. Ridayam, the heart. Arunaya, the Aruni sages. Daharam, subtle. Tata, thence. Udagat, the soul rises up. Ananta, O unlimited Lord. Tava, your. Dhamma, place of appearance. Sira, to the head. Paramam, the highest destination. Puna, again. Iha, into this world. Yat, which, sametya, reaching, na patanti, they do not fall down, krita anta, of death, muke, into the mouth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Among the followers of the method set forth by great sages, those with less refined vision worship the Supreme as present in the region of the abdomen, while the Arunis worship Him as present in the heart, in the subtle center from which all the pranic channels emanate. From there, O unlimited Lord, these worshippers raise their consciousness upward to the top of the head, where they can perceive You directly. Then, passing through the top of the head toward the supreme destination, they reach that place from which they will never again fall to this world, into the mouth of death. Purport. Here the Shrutis who teach meditational yoga glorify the personality of Godhead. The various processes of yoga are for the most part gradual and full of opportunities for distraction. Authentic methods of yoga, nonetheless, all aim at meditation on the Supersoul, Paramatma, whose primary residence is in the region of the heart, alongside the Jiva Soul. This manifestation of Paramatma in the heart is very subtle and difficult to perceive, Daharam, and thus only advanced yogis can realize Him there. Neophyte meditators often practice focusing on the Supersoul's secondary presence in one of the lower centers of vital energy, such as the Muladhara Chakra at the base of the spine, the Svadhisthana Chakra in the area of the navel, or the Manipura Chakra in the abdomen. Lord Krishna refers to His expansion as Paramatma in the abdominal chakra as follows. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhukva Praninam Deham Ashrita Pranapana Samayukta Pacham Yanam Chaturvidam. I am the fire of digestion in the bodies of all living entities, and I join with the air of life, outgoing and incoming, to digest the four kinds of food. That's 15:14 Bhagavad Gita. Lord Vaishvanara presides over digestion and in general bestows the capacity of mobility on animals, humans, and demigods. In the judgment of the Shrutis, speaking this verse, those who limit their meditation to the form of the Lord are less intelligent. Kurpa Drisha, meaning literally having eyes clouded by dust. The supreme yogis, known as Arunis, on the other hand, worship the Supersoul in his form as the indwelling companion of the Jiva in the heart. The Lord, who endows his dependent with the power of knowledge and inspires him with all varieties of practical intelligence. And just as the physical heart is the center of blood circulation, so the subtle heart, chakra, is the crossroads of numerous channels of prana called nadis, which extend outward to all parts of the body. When these passageways have been sufficiently purified, the Aruni yogis can leave the heart region and go upward to the chakra at the root of the brain, or roof of the brain. Yogis who leave their bodies through this chakra, the Brahma Rundra, go directly to the kingdom of God, from which they need never return to be reborn. Thus, even the unsure process of meditational yoga can bear the fruit of pure devotion if it is followed perfectly. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur cites several Shruti mantras that echo the words of this verse. Udaram Brahmeti Sakarakshi Upasate Ridayam Brahmeti Arunayo Brahma Haivaita Ita Urdvam Tvevo Dar Sharpat Tat Shiro Shrayat. Those whose vision is clouded identify Brahma. While the Arunis worship Brahman in the heart, one who is truly Brahman realized travels upward from the heart to take shelter of the Lord, who is manifested at the top of the head. Satam jaika cha ridayesya nadyas tasang murdanam abhini shritaika tayord vam ayanam amritat vam eti vishvan anya ukamane bhavanti. There are 101 subtle pranic channels emanating from the heart. One of these, the Shushumna, extends to the top of the head. By passing up through the channel, one transcends death. The other channels lead to various kinds of rebirth. Chandogya Upanishad 866. The Upanishads refer repeatedly to the indwelling Paramatma. Svetasvatara Upanishad describes him as follows. Mahan Prabhur Vai Purusha Satvaisyasya Pravartaka Sunirmalam Imang Praptin Ishano Jyotir Avyaya Angushta Matra Purusho Nantar Atma Sada Jananam Ridaye Sani Vishta Rida Manisha Manasabiklota Ya etad vidur amritaste bhavanti. The Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes the Purusha to imitate or to initiate the expansion of this cosmos. He is the perfectly pure goal that yogis strive to reach, the effulgent and infallible ultimate controller. Measuring the size of a thumb, the Purusha is always present as the Supersoul within the hearts of all living beings. By exercising proper intelligence, one can realize him within the heart. Those who learn this method will gain immortality. In conclusion, Srila Sridhar Swami prays, Udara Dishu Ya Pungsang Chintito Muni Vartmabi Hanti Mrityu Bayang Devo Reed Gatang Tam Upas Mahe. Let us worship the Supreme Lord who resides in the heart. When mortal beings think of him by the standard procedures established by great sages, meditating upon him in his expansion in the abdomen and other regions of the body, the Lord reciprocates by destroying all fear of death. Om Jnanatimurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitang Tang Sajivam Savetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam
Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsta He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
So I'm very grateful to be sitting here in front of all of you. I ask your blessings to speak on this topmost ripened fruit of tree of Vedic knowledge, the Srimad Bhagavatam, ultimately for my purification. So, we'll discuss today, first of all, we'll put things a little bit into perspective, and then we'll discuss three points. The first will be this concept of Kurpa Drisha, and the second will be the main point of this verse. And then lastly, we'll talk about how to apply the main point in our lives practically. So to put things in perspective, the prayers of the personified Vedas are going on. They started in verse 14, so this is prayer number 5. And the commentators, they explain that there's 28 different groups of personified Vedas, mostly Shrutis, and each are taking their turns offering prayers. So first, those Shrutis that focus on Brahman spoke, the first two verses, 14 and 15. 16 and 17 were those who focus on bhakti, Bhagavan. And today we are hearing from the Shrutis who are focusing on Paramatma, Paramatma realization. And tomorrow also they'll be speaking. So that's putting things in perspective. This word combination, Kurpa Drisha, the commentators, they explain that it can be translated in two different ways. The first is having eyes clouded by dust. So many of us have been to Vrindavan or are planning to go to Vrindavan during Kartik. So imagine you're doing Parikrama in Vrindavan in the summer and it's afternoon and all of a sudden you get caught up into a dust storm, just common at that time. And all you really want to do is take shelter somewhere because the dust, especially when it gets in your eyes, it burns your eyes. So you want to take dust of the closest building. So you want to take shelter of the closest building. So as soon as you get into the building, your phone starts beeping and you realize, well, there's just a notification. And you realize, hey, there's Wi-Fi here. And you realize, hey, there's AC here. And you notice a fridge which is full of cold drinks. And you realize this is not such a bad situation. Maybe I'll just stay here for some time. And you take a nap and you open the fridge and you realize you had already taken some of the drinks and you realize the fridge is full again. And you think, wow, this is a modern day desire tree. Why don't I stay here longer and longer? And this is the first type of Kurpa Drisha, where someone is practicing meditational yoga, but instead of progressing, they get stuck somewhere on the way. They get distracted. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains that Kurpa Drisha can also be translated, Kurpa can refer to subtle. So it can be translated as one who is focused on Vaishvanara, or super soul within the heart, but is also making an effort to progress, to get to realizing super soul within the heart. Now, back to the example of being in Vrindavan. You continue with parikrama, but then you take a wrong turn and you end up on the Vrajmandal parikrama, which is, those of us who have attended, it's 1 month parikrama. And you're thinking that you'll finish your parikrama in 2 hours. So after 2 hours, you realize you're still on parikrama. And so first thing that comes to mind is frustration. Because you have some expectation in mind, but you're not meeting your expectation. So similarly, those who go forward in meditational yoga, they should really understand what is expected. What are the challenges that they'll be facing? Because it's not a very easy process. It's actually very difficult. And another thing is that there are lots of choices along the way. You can easily take another turn and get off the parikrama. So similarly, it's described in this verse that even if a yogi gets to the point of realizing the super soul in the heart, meditating on the super soul in the heart, still there's 101 different pathways at that point to choose from. Just like here in Mumbai, we have Dadra station, which only has 2 lines. Just imagine a station that has 101 different lines. Difficult to, and it's also the first time that you've been there. So it's very difficult to decide which line to take. So that is meditational yoga. Very difficult to achieve perfection. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in the 13th chapter, Paramatmekti Chapyukto Dehismin Purushapara, he's explaining that he's the super soul, that he's the overseer, the permitter, he's the supreme lord, he's the proprietor, and he's a supreme enjoyer. So we as devotees, our aspiration isn't just to reach the super soul, but to reach the super soul in the right attitude. So the meditating yogi, he is reaching the super soul, he's reaching the super soul in the heart. And then what is he asking the super soul to do? Please take me to the Brahmara Rundra Chakra so that I can go out of this world and achieve liberation. So he's like a customer who goes to a shop owner asking, here's my money in the form of my austerities, please reciprocate with me. Whereas as devotees, we are coming in a different mood. We're coming in the mood that I am your long-lost son, and please re-engage me in your service. So it's a father and son relationship. And because of that, the father, or the proprietor of the store, supreme proprietor of this world, instead of just watching us trying to find something in the store, he says, let's go home. You know, where everything is available. So similarly, a devotee isn't so concerned about reaching the super soul, because if we have the right, if the devotee has the right attitude, then the Lord will take him back to Godhead. Now, one priest, Reverend, what was his name? Gary Davis. He was brought in to see Srila Prabhupada in 1967. And he asked Srila Prabhupada one question. He said, what should we pray for? What is it that we should pray for? And Srila Prabhupada said, we should pray for God's love. Because really, if we just pray for God's love, if we get that love, we get everything. Right? Now, the third point on how to practically apply this this main point of reaching the super soul with the right attitude, I'm going to illustrate the technique by using, well, actually, Sukadeva Goswami uses the same technique. So that technique, first of all, at the beginning of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj asks a question. His question is that we see the Vedas, they deal mainly with the three modes of material nature, Tri-Vidya, Tri-Gunya-Vishaya-Veda. And how then can the Absolute Truth be understood? Because the Absolute Truth is beyond the three modes of material nature. So how can the Absolute Truth be directly described in these Vedic scriptures? So Sukadeva Goswami, he says, actually that question was asked by my father, Vyasadeva. And when he was speaking with Narada Muni. And Narada Muni received the answer when he had asked Narayan Rishi. And Narayan Rishi had quoted a conversation with Sananda in Janaloka with some other great sages. And Sananda, he quoted the personified Vedas. The personified Vedas were offering prayers to Mahavishnu before Mahavishnu began to create. So Sukadeva Goswami, he's very expertly answering the question by citing the Vedas. So similarly, if we want to reach the super soul with the right attitude, then we should approach someone who has reached the super soul with the right attitude. Simple as that. And there's a wonderful story that comes to mind. Srila Prabhupada, he was typing. This was in 1966. He was doing a lot of typing in those days. And Jadarani, she was painting at the same time a portrait of Vishnu, Super Soul. And she came into Srila Prabhupada's room as Srila Prabhupada was typing. And she said, in your books, you mentioned that the super soul is seated in the heart. So I just want to understand, is the super soul sitting or standing? Because in English, seated can either mean seated or it can mean situated. Situated or fixed in one place. So Srila Prabhupada was just typing away and he said, it takes thousands of lifetimes of meditation to realize that question. And Jadarani became a little discouraged. She hung her head. She thought that Srila Prabhupada was not going to answer her question. So she went to leave the room to go back to her painting. And Srila Prabhupada just turned to her, just nonchalantly, and said, "He's standing." And then he went back to his typing. So, Srila Prabhupada, or the spiritual master, has come in touch with the super soul, in the right attitude. And so it makes sense to please Srila Prabhupada or the spiritual master. So I would like to read something which I found really sums up how to please Srila Prabhupada. This is from Radhanath Maharaj recently on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. On the disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I remember one year Srila Prabhupada began to cry remembering his Guru Maharaj, remembering his mercy upon him, and then he pleaded with all of us and he said that my Guru Maharaj has given me this mission to spread the glories of the holy name throughout the world. He said, "I am very old man and at any time I could die, but my urgent and humble request to all of you is, under all circumstances, to give your lives to push on this merciful mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." He said, "You are all intelligent young boys and girls. Work very hard to push on this mission. And those who accept this instruction, they are the true confidential associates of Srila Prabhupada. And those who assist, those who are taking this instruction as their life and soul, are equally intimate associates of Srila Prabhupada. This is the essence of spiritual life. Hare Krishna." So this really sums up how to please Srila Prabhupada, is just to share Krishna consciousness with others. And yesterday, I was hearing a lecture Srila Prabhupada gave. This was in 1969. It was the second time that Srila Prabhupada had visited London. September 11th. And the first reporters were asking him different questions. And he was preaching very nicely. He was relating to them. First thing he said was, "I don't like receptions." He said, "But I want to see how this movement is being accepted." And then later on he said that just as you are seeing me face to face, you can see Krishna face to face. With such conviction he was saying that. Then later on, same day, he had his first meeting with George Harrison and John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And he asked them, "What is your philosophy?" Yoko Ono, she first said, "We don't have any philosophy. We just live. We just live life." George Harrison said, "We do mantra meditation." And John Lennon, he elaborated. He said, "Yes, we recently visited Maharishi, Mahesh Yogi, in Rishikesh. And he gave us a secret mantra." When Srila Prabhupada heard secret mantra, he told a story. He said how one time Ramanuja Acharya had approached his spiritual master. And his spiritual master had been very pleased with him and had given him a mantra saying this should be kept confidential. And Ramanuja Acharya said, "Why?" He said, "Because this mantra is so powerful that it can give you liberation." So immediately Ramanuja Acharya went out and he shared the mantra with the public. Later on, when his spiritual master found out, he chastised Ramanuja Acharya. And Ramanuja Acharya, he said, "I'll accept whatever punishment is due. I'm even willing to go to hell, but what can I do? If this mantra is so powerful, it can help people, why not share it with everyone? So his spiritual master smiled and he embraced him. And he said, "You are better than me." That's how Prabhupada finished the story. "You are better than me." So, yes, sharing Krishna consciousness is what pleases Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master. But really, we should just look around us and see how people are suffering. And how this Krishna consciousness can alleviate that suffering. So let us be human beings and share Krishna consciousness. So in conclusion, let me summarize. So I just covered 3 points. I elaborated on Kurpa Drisha in 2 ways. One is that one can become distracted, and the other is that it's difficult to go all the way to achieve perfection in meditational yoga. The second point, which is the main point of this verse, is that we want to reach the super soul, but in the proper attitude. And thirdly, is how to do that by pleasing Srila Prabhupada or the spiritual master, by sharing Krishna consciousness, because ultimately people are suffering, and this Krishna consciousness can really help them. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.